From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Danielle Hogarty. Missouri lawmakers' work output slowed yesterday, and now there's only 3 days left in the regular 2017 session. But Marshall Griffin tells us one major bill is closer to the finish line.
The Senate passed a revamped bill to allow Missouri drivers to choose whether they want a license that complies with federal ID standards. Language was added by GOP Senator Will Krause requiring that drivers' personal data be stored on a system not connected to the Internet.
And that way nobody can hack into it because you have to be at the physical location of the server. I believe that this does protect our citizens' information better than putting it in a database that can be reached by the Internet.
The bill now goes to the House. That chamber argued about changes the Senate made to the Prescription Drug Monitoring Program bill, which would require patient information to be purged after 6 months. The measure was laid aside after some supporters began switching sides. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Missouri's Attorney General is asking for the sheriff of Mississippi County, Missouri, to be removed from office following the death of a county jail inmate. Attorney General Josh Hawley yesterday announced his office is investigating the inmate's death and has requested that a judge remove Sheriff Corey Hutchison from office. The inmate died Friday night at the county jail after an altercation with law enforcement officers, and Hawley says Hutchison participated. The sheriff did not immediately respond to a request for comment yesterday. The chief Missouri House sponsor of a measure to create a statewide database of drug prescriptions is scrambling to prevent her bill from dying before the session ends Friday. Republican Representative Holly Rader told lawmakers last night that she wanted to go along with Senate changes in order to get the bill to Governor Eric Greitens.
What the Senate sent to the House was not perfect. I made that pretty clear when we asked to go to conference. But it is a statewide framework that is desperately needed right now.
The House then launched into a heated debate, with opponents of the Senate changes aligning with lawmakers who want no database at all. Rader then postponed a final vote to assemble support. The Senate version requires physicians to participate in a database for certain prescribed painkillers, but it'll be purged every 6 months. Rader's bill had called for a voluntary program and would have permanently kept prescription records for a broader range of drugs. Missouri lawmakers have voted to make it tougher to prove workplace discrimination in court. The legislation passed by the House on Monday night will soon move to the governor's desk, where it seems likely to get a signature. Current law states that an employee must prove their protected class, such as race, gender, age, or ability, contributed to discrimination in the workplace or housing. The new standards would require employees to prove their protected class was the motivating factor for their firing or discipline. Critics slam the proposal as eliminating worker protections. Supporters say the bill will cut down on lawsuits that hurt businesses. I'm Danielle Hogarty, KBIA News, Columbia.